Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we have once again lumped together the months of July and August for our show openings so that we would have enough recordings to bring you an entire program because they are lean, warm months.
But thanks to air conditioning, shows have opened more frequently in the months of July and August. We're going to start with one of the 1940s hits, and that's Song of Norway. A very successful production from the Los Angeles Opera transferred to Broadway and opened on August 21, 1944 at the Imperial Theater. It played for 860 performances. The composing team of Wright and Forrest took the music of Edvard Grieg and turned it into Broadway hits, including this song, Strange Music. From the original cast recording, here are Helena Bliss and Lawrence Brooks.
Edvard.
Nina. Nina, you're beautiful.
There wasn't a dressmaker in Copenhagen I'd trust, so I made it myself. It's my surprise for you.
Nina, can you hear it?
Hear what, Edvard?
The music.
Oh, you mean the music of the wind in the trees. Ah, ah, the summer winds are sighing.
No, not the wind.
The leaves are lullabying.
Not leaves, but magic violins are all around you. I can hear the chords resound, a bounding brass that seems to say, I've found you, I've found you, I've found you. Strange music in my ears, only now as you spoke. Did it start? Strange music of the spheres. Could its lovely hum be coming from my heart? You appear and I hear song sublime, song that I'm incapable of. Every measure, so that time can never change the strange new music of love.
Strange music in my ears, only now as you spoke, did it
Nina, will you marry me?
Yes, Edvard.
Oh, darling, to think we've just found each other. Now I must ask your parents' consent.
Oh, I've already asked them.
What? What did they say?
That you were a nobody, had nothing, and all you did was write songs no one cares to listen to.
Perhaps they're right, Nina.
Oh, but I want to hear them, Edvard. Moreover, I don't think you're a nobody. I think you're a very great man. I love you, Edvard Grieg.
Strange music in my ears. Only now, as you spoke, did it start.
Strange music of the sea.
I hear angels are the lovely hum that's coming.
But you have found it, dear. Let me
every measure so that time can never change the strange music of love.
Alina Bliss and Lawrence Brooks sang Strange Music from Song of Norway.
We'll jump to 2003 and the opening of Avenue Q at the John Goldman Theater on July 31st. It would go on to run for 2,534 performances and is a wonderful adult version of Sesame Street, and that's what they were aiming for. It's got puppets, but you see the puppeteers performing everything along with them, and you don't mind at all. There are very few songs we can use from Avenue Q because of language, but this one we can. It's the finale called For Now. And in this one, it's reminding you that everything, both good and bad, but especially the bad, is only for now. And I certainly hope they're right.
Why does everything have to be so hard?
Maybe you'll never find your purpose.
Lots of people don't.
But then I don't even know why I'm alive.
Well, who does, really? Everyone's a little bit unsatisfied.
Everyone goes round a little empty inside.
Take a breath, look around,
swallow your pride.
For now,
for now.
Nothing lasts.
Life goes on,
full of surprises.
You'll be faced with problems of all shapes and sizes.
You're going to have to make a few compromises for now.
For now.
But only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
Accept the things we cannot avoid for now.
For now.
For now.
For now.
But only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
Only for now.
For now there's life.
Only for now.
For now there's love.
Only for now.
That was the company from Avenue Q reminding us that it's only for now.
Hamilton is about one-third of the way toward breaking the record for performances in July and August. Right now, the winner is 42nd Street, which arrived on Broadway August 25, 1980 at the Winter Garden and played for 3,486 performances. From the original cast recording, we're going to be hearing one of the songs by Dubin and Warren called About a Quarter to Nine. It's sung here by Tammy Grimes and Wanda Reichert.
Somebody's eyes look into your own. Life begins when you get your guy all alone. From morning until twilight, I don't know I'm alive. But I know love begins at 8:45. The star gonna twinkle and shine this evening about a quarter to nine. His loving arms,
his loving arms
are gonna tenderly twine,
are gonna tenderly twine
around me, around a quarter to nine. I know I won't be late, 'cause at 8:30 I'm gonna there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for him on needles and pins, and there the world is gonna be mine this evening around a quarter to nine.
I know I won't be late, 'cause at 8:30 I'm gonna hurry there.
I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for him on needles and pins, and then the world is gonna be mine this evening around a quarter to.
From the 1980 original cast recording of 42nd Street, Tammy Grimes and Wanda Reichert sang About a Quarter to Nine.
We'll go to another popular show. This one opened in 1986 on August the 10th. It was a transfer from London's West End and entitled Me and My Girl, which was a revival of a much earlier piece. Its star, Robert Lindsay, won the Tony Award that year, and we're going to listen to him with his co-star, Marianne Plunkett, with the title song.
I couldn't live without you, Sal.
And I couldn't live without you, Bill.
Yeah, you're all I've got.
Life's an empty thing. Life can be so awful lonesome. If you're always on your own, some life's an empty thing.
Life's a different thing when you found your one and only. Then you feel no longer lonely. Life's a happy thing.
Everything was topsy-turvy. Life seemed all wrong, but it came all right as soon as you came along. Me and my girl, meant for each other, sent for each other and liking it so. Me and my girl, it's no use pretending, we knew the ending along time ago. Some little church with a big steeple, just a few people that both of us know, and we'll have love, laughter, be happy ever after. Me and my girl.
I'd love to hear you sighing, me and my girl. Meant for each other, sent for each other, and liking it so. Me and my girl, it's no use pretending, we knew the ending
us know, and we'll have love,
laughter,
be happy ever after.
Me and my girl.
That was Robert Lindsay and Marianne Plunkett from Me and My Girl, which ran for 1,412 performances.
Our next show came nowhere near that because it only played 62 performances after it opened on August 20th, 1957. It was called Simply Heavenly, and it played at the Playhouse Theater, and it gave a Broadway stage debut to a wonderful character created by Langston Hughes. From the original cast recording of Simply Heavenly, we're going to hear Claudia McNeil and John Bowie sing When I'm in a Quiet Mood.
Man, if you would just stop following me. And now that you're so bold as to be calling my house every night, at least let me have a little peace and quiet when I'm trying to take a walk.
Oh, Miss Mamie, you know I'm drawn to you.
Honey, when I get home from work, I'm tired. All I want to do is sit down and rest and relax. But tang-a-lang-a-lang, you ring the bell. It looks like here lately in the bar, anywhere, every time. When I'm in a quiet mood, here you come. When I'm deep in solitude, here you come. When I feel like settling down,
there I are.
When I'm gazing at the moon,
in falls your star.
My dial is set, the tone is low. There's nice, sweet music on my radio. I take a book, the story's fun. But when you ring my bell, I never get my reading done. When I'm in a quiet mood, up you pop. When I'm playing solitaire, in you drop.
The way you upset me make my heartstrings hum.
When I'm in a quiet mood,
here I come.
It's raining outside, it's nice in the house. Everything's cool, quiet as a mouse. Doorbell ring.
Ring.
Who can it be? My solitude has ended, Lord, and it's you looking for me. Slippers on my feet in my boudoir chair. FM on the dial, the London derriere. The telephone rings. You say you're coming by, but when you get to my door,
oh my, you act so sweet and you switch so coy. Mamie, I was meant to be your playboy. I dial your phone to hear you yell, scat, cat.
That's right.
Which lets me know that I'm your sugar brat. Now with a hankering heart, baby, I'll follow you. Your kisses are as sweet as sweet Mountain Dew. I ring your bell, but it's just old me.
That's right.
I come by to try and keep you company.
You kidding?
I sample lots of melons, and the flavor is fine. But you the sweetest melon on my vine. I know that you love me by the look in your eye. When I knock on your door,
my oh my. When I'm in a quiet mood, up you pop. When I'm playing solitaire, in you drop.
The way you upset me make my heartstrings hum.
When I'm in a quiet mood, quiet mood.
Here I come.
When the night is free to get my beauty sleep, I cannot sleep, so I'm counting sheep. The doorbell rings, shoot the sheep, bam, bam. 'Cause there in the door stands you, your moth-eaten lamb. I could scream, it's not a dream. Here you come to upset me, and honey, I'm leaving. Here I go, and I mean it.
I guess she really means it this time.
Well, if you're coming, come on.
I'm gonna follow.
From the original cast recording of Simply Heavenly, Claudia McNeil and John Bowie sang When I'm in a Quiet Mood. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
Xanadu, the ELO musical film, made it to Broadway in 2007, and I'm of two minds. I was happy they put it on Broadway, but I didn't like what they did with it. It was rather arch and silly, and I thought the silliness of the original was more than enough. It opened on July 10th of 2007 and went on to run for 512 performances at the Helen Hayes Theater. Here we have one of the songs by Jeff Lynne and Jeff Farrar performed by its leading man, Cheyenne Jackson, and he's joined by the company for The Fall.
I see the early glow, I hear you say hello, I watch the shadows fall, I don't see you at all.
It's a lie.
I don't believe it's so.
It's a lie.
I see the autumn rain falling on my window pane. I hear you say goodbye. I see a tear in your eye. Call to you once more. Guess that I'm taking the fall.
It's a lie.
I don't believe it's so.
It's a lie.
Our love couldn't go wrong. How could I know I was only dreaming?
And now that you're gone,
I will go on really believing. I'll take the fall. Take the fall.
That was Cheyenne Jackson with the company of Xanadu on Broadway with The Fall.
They weren't making original cast recordings in 1914 when The Girl from Utah opened on August 24th, 1914 at the Knickerbocker Theater, and it played for 120 performances. And in those days, that was a hit. We do have one of the songs from The Girl from Utah, and it's sung here by Dinah Shore. It's a great song by Jerome Kern called They Didn't Believe Me.
And when I told them how wonderful you are, they Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the handsomest boy that one could see. Tell them, and I'm certainly gonna tell them that you're the boy whose wife one day I'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen
Shore sang a song that's now 114 years old, They Didn't Believe Me, from The Girl from Utah.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Songs from the Shows of July and August on The Dress Circle. Well, we're going to go off-Broadway for our next show, but it was such a huge hit, we always include it, and because we like it as well. It's Little Shop of Horrors, which opened at the Orpheum Theater on July 27th, 1982, and ran for 2,209 performances. And we've used just about every song from many different recordings of Little Shop over the years, including our favorite, the Icelandic cast. But we're going back to the original company for Ellen Green and Lee Wilcoff with Suddenly Seymour.
Lift up your head, wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly, Seymour is standing beside you. Don't need no makeup, don't have to pretend. Suddenly, Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your
nobody ever treated me kindly. Daddy left early, Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him
till forever. Tell me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening for losers like I've been. It's so hard to say. Silently Seymour,
silently Seymour,
keep purifying,
keep purifying you.
Silently Seymour,
silently Seymour,
show me I can.
Yes, you can.
Silently Seymour,
the girl that's inside me.
Ellen Green and Lee Wilcoff from the original production of Little Shop of Horrors with Suddenly Seymour.
The box office champ for these 2 months is A Chorus Line by Hamlisch and Klaben, and it opened on July 25, 1975 at the Schubert Theater and played for 6,137 performances. From the original cast recording, we're going to be hearing At the Ballet. It's sung here by Carol Kelly Bishop, Nancy Lane, and Kay Cole.
Daddy always thought that he married beneath him. That's what he said, that's what he said. When he proposed, he informed my mother he was probably her very last chance. And though she was 22, though she was 22, though she was 22, she married him. Life with my dad wasn't ever a picnic, more like a come as you are. When I was 5, I remember my mother dug earrings out of the car. I knew that they weren't hers, but it wasn't something you'd want to discuss. He wasn't warm. Well, not to her. Well, not to us. But everything was beautiful at the ballet. Graceful men lift lovely girls in white. Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. Hey, I was happy at the ballet. That's when I started class.
Up a steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome. Up a steep and very narrow stairway. It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise, but it was home.
Mother always said I'd be very attractive when I grew up, when I grew up. Different, she said, with a special something and a very, very personal flair. And though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, I hated her. Now, different's nice, but it sure isn't pretty. Pretty is what it's about. I never met anyone who was different who couldn't figure that out. So beautiful, I'd never live to see. But it was clear, if not to her, well then to me, that everyone is beautiful at the ballet. To have his swan. Yes, everyone is beautiful at the ballet.
I was pretty
at the
up a steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome. Up a steep and very narrow stairway.
It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise.
But it was home.
I don't know what they were for or against, really, except each other. I mean, I was born to save their marriage. But when my father came to pick my mother up at the hospital, he said, well, I thought this was going to help, but I guess it's not. Anyway, I did have a fantastic fantasy life. I used to dance around the living room with my arms up like this. My fantasy was that it was an Indian chief, and he'd say to me, Maggie, do you want to dance? And I'd say, Daddy, I would love to dance.
But it was clear when he proposed that I was born to have their marriage anyway.
That's what he said.
That's what she said.
I used to dance around the living room. He wasn't warm,
not to her.
It was an Indian chief, and he said, Maggie, do you want to dance? And I said, Daddy, I would love to. Everything at the ballet. Raise your arms, someone's always there. Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. At the ballet. At the
from the 1975 recording of A Chorus Line You Heard at the Ballet, sung by Carol Kelly Bishop, Nancy Lane, and Kay Cole.
Jerry Herman had a big hit with La Cage aux Folles back in 1983, and when it came back to Broadway, it was a hit as well. It opened originally at the Palace Theater on August the 21st and ran for 1,761 performances. We're going to listen to its two leads, George Hearn and Gene Barry, sing one of my favorite songs from the score, Song on the Sand.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along? That afternoon in fall, that afternoon we met a fellow with a concertina sang. What was the song? It's strange what we recall and odd what we forget. I heard love as we walked on the sand. I heard la da da da. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da, and I'm young and in love. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da, and I'm young.
From the original 1983 cast of La Cage aux Folles, that was George Hearn and Gene Barry with Song on the Sand.
Hairspray, which won 9 of the 12 Tony Awards for which it was nominated, opened on August 15, 2006 at the Neil Simon Theater and ran for 2,642 performances. This musical by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman featured a song called I Can Hear the Bells, and here it is, sung by Marissa Janet Winokur and the chorus.
I can hear the bells.
Tracy, are you all right?
Well, don't ya hear them chime?
I don't hear anything.
Can't you feel my heartbeat keeping perfect time? And all because he touched me. He looked at me and stared. Yes, he bumped me. My heart was unprepared when he tapped me and knocked me off my feet. One little touch, now my life's complete. 'Cause when he nudged me, love put me in a fix. Yes, it hit me just like a ton of bricks. Yes, my heart burst. Now I know what life's about. One little touch and love's knocked me out. And I can hear the bells. My head is spinning. I can hear the bells. Something's beginning. Everybody says that a girl who looks like me can't win his love. Well, just wait and see. 'Cause I can hear the bells. Just hear them chiming. I can hear the bells. My temperature's climbing. I can't contain my joy. 'Cause I finally found the boy I've been missing. Listen, I can hear the bells. Round one, he'll ask me on a date. And then round two, I'll primp but won't be late. Because round three's when we kiss inside his car. Won't go all the way, but I'll go pretty far. Then round four, he'll ask me
Irving Berlin's army show to raise money for the armed forces. This Is the Army opened on July 4th, 1942 at the Broadway Theater and ran for 113 performances, but that's because it then went to tour the world. From the original company, here's the all-soldier chorus with How About a Cheer for the Navy.
Dolores Gray lit up the stage in Two on the Isle, which opened on July 19, 1951, and played for 276 performances. One of her big songs was If You Hadn't, But You Did.
Heart. I really don't know what to do about him. I've told myself I've got to do without him. There he goes, as usual, my man, tearing my heart apart. He's made my life a mess. I've got to do this, I guess. Goodbye, Joe. From here I kiss you. Goodbye, Joe. I hope I don't miss you.
You had been on the square and had treated me fair, we'd have not had a tiff. If you had not said I should go and jump right off the nearest cliff. If you had stayed off the make and you just hadn't taken to coming home stiff. If I had not spelled perfume with a nasty unfamiliar whiff. I'm gonna miss you, baby. Things could have been terrific. Ah, what's the You had not had the cheek to stay out for a week saying back in a jiff if you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, if you worried, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you haven't, you were and you went and you didn't. So goodbye. I had not seen you take Geraldine on the lake in your flat-bottom skiff. If you were not found to sue with your arms around her bare midriff. If I had not seen you pen sexy letters to Gwen in your own hieroglyph. If you had not left me home when you had two seats for South Pacific. I'm gonna miss you, baby. You were too darn prolific. What's the diff? If you were not such a hound who, when game was around, always picked up the sniff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, if you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you haven't, you were and you went and you didn't. So, goodbye. If, when I asked where you'd been, you had not clipped my chin with a beautiful biff. If I had not always found purple lipstick on your handkerchief. If you had not told me lies and then looked in my eyes with a smile, be a tiff. If, when I caught you with Kate, you had not said, it's of no signif. I'm gonna miss you, baby. And I could get specific. Ah, what's the diff? If the best years of my life weren't spent as your wife with no married sir tiff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't. If you hadn't. If you didn't, if you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you haven't, you were, and you went, you didn't, so goodbye.
We'll close with the revival of 1776. It opened on August 14th, 1997 at the Criterion Center stage and played for 333 performances. Here are Pat Hingle, Brent Spiner, and Paul Michael Valley with The Egg. And with this, we bid you good night and hope you'll join us next week on The Dress Circle.
I can put it better. Now then, attend as friend to friend our declaration committee. For us, I see immortality.
In Philadelphia City.
A farmer, a lawyer, and a sage, a bit gouty in the leg. You know, it's quite bizarre to think that here we are, playing midwives to an egg.
We're waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp of an eaglet being born. Waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone, let alone an egg.
We're waiting for the scratch, scratch, scratch of that tiny little fella.
Waiting for the egg to hatch on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone, but will it hatch an egg? This declaration will be a triumph. A triumph, I tell you. If I was ever sure of anything, I'm sure of that. A triumph! And if it isn't, well, we still have 4 days left to think of something else. The eagle's going to crack the shell of the egg that England laid.
Yes, sir, we can tell, tell, tell on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
And just as Tom here is written, though the shell may belong to Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
And just as Tom here is written, we say to hell with Great Britain, the eagle inside.